שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, מאמרי שמעתי.
Hello, we're reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, Shamati 47, in the place where you find his greatness. You can find the study materials in our website or in the Arvut system. You can press the study materials button in the top menu. You can ask questions in kab.tv. Selected questions related to the studied materials will be asked during the lesson. So, reading Shamati 47, in the place where you find his greatness. Here, Bala Sulam explains to us, well, Rabash writes it, but in the words of Bala Sulam, this is why this notebook is called Shamati, I heard. So, he's telling us how we can use correctly the fact that we elevate ourselves and lower ourselves, we're being elevated or being lowered. So how can we use these two opposite states? Usually we make a mistake in them, in the states of ascents and descents. Both in terms of what is the reason for the ascent or descent, what precisely is the definition of an ascent or descent, and how can we use them in order to advance both by this and by that in a way that it remains constant, our advancement towards the goal. And so, in the place where you find the greatness of the Creator, there you also need to get to know His humbleness, meaning how humble He is. Not great, but the opposite. And according to that, you can invert your state from a descent to an ascent. And this is how you will constantly be in a state where you actually determine that your ascent will be constant, that each and every time you will advance and grow with discernments and also with greater steps, so that you will not err in a state where you are in despair, in lacking any strength, that this is a state where you have nothing to do. And also in a state where you are in an ascent. In that too, you will actually know how to use the ascent correctly. And it's not that this ascent will throw you away. And you will feel yourself following some time that indeed you're not in an ascent, but in a descent. Meaning, let's see how do we extract all of these things from this little article. So, article 47 in Shamati, in the place where you find His greatness, the greatness of the Creator. Please.
שם אתה מוצא אנוותנותו.
In the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humbleness. It means that one who is in always in true dvikut, adhesion, sees that the Creator lowers himself, meaning that the Creator is present in the low places. One does not know what to do.
לכן כתוב,
and this is why it is written, who sits on high, who looks down on heaven and on earth. A person sees the greatness of the Creator, and then who looks down, meaning he lowers the heaven to the earth. The advice that is given to this is to think that if this desire is from the Creator, we have nothing greater than that. As it is written, He raises the poor out of the litter. First, one must see that he has a lack. If he does not, he should pray for it. Why does he not have it? The reason he does not have a lack is due to the diminution of awareness. Hence, in every mitzvah, one must pray. Why does he not have awareness? For he is not keeping the mitzvah in wholeness. In other words, the will to receive covers, so he will not see the truth. If he would see that he is in such a lowly state, he would certainly not want to be in that state. Instead, one should exert in one's work every time until he comes to repentance. As it is written, he brings down to the netherworld and raises up. This means that when the Creator wants the wicked one to repent, he makes the netherworld so low for him that the wicked one himself does not want to be so. Hence, one needs to pray pleadingly that the Creator will show him the truth by adding to him the light of the Torah.
Then he sees how much he is truly in lowliness, and he will ask for correction. Maybe we should read it again.
Again, Article 47, in the place where you find his greatness. In the place where you find his greatness
of the Creator,
there you find his humbleness. It means that one who is always in true dvikut, adhesion, sees that the Creator lowers himself, meaning the Creator is present in the low places. One does not know what to do. And this is why it's written, one who sits on high, who looks down on heaven and on earth, a person sees the greatness of the Creator, and then who looks down.
The humbleness, the lowliness of the Creator.
Meaning he lowers the heaven to the earth. The advice that is given to this is to think that if this desire is from the Creator, we have nothing greater than that. As it is written, he raises the poor out of the litter.
This means that we stop appreciating spirituality, the Creator. This is means that he lowers the heavens to the earth. Yes?
First, one must see that he has a lack. If he does not, he should pray for it. Why does he not have it? The reason he does not have a lack is due to the diminution of awareness. Hence, in every mitzvah, one must pray, why does he not have awareness? For he is not keeping the mitzvah in wholeness. In other words, the will to receive covers, so he will not see the truth. If he would see that he is in such a lowly state, he would certainly not want to be in that state. Instead, one should exert in one's work every time until he comes to repentance. As it is written, he brings down to the netherworld and raises up. This means that when the Creator wants the wicked one to repent, he makes the netherworld so low for him that the wicked one himself does not want to be so. Hence, one needs to pray pleadingly that the Creator will show him the truth by adding to him the light of the Torah.
No.
Well,
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот тут есть много вопросов по этой статье.
Yes, dear Rav, there are many questions here. Completely unclear. What state then Barasulam talks about here? First, what does it mean that one who's in Dvakut sees that the Creator lowers himself? How does it work together?
Katuv.
It is written. This is what is written in the sources. In the place where you find His greatness, the greatness of the Creator, there you also find His humbleness, meaning His smallness, katnut. It's as if you're searching for gadlut, greatness, and there you can actually find the katnut, the smallness. This is how the Creator appears to you. It means that one who is always in true dvekut, adhesion, meaning that he's yearning to adhere to the Creator according to the forces of bestowal that he develops, he sees that the Creator lowers himself specifically, meaning that the Creator is present in the low places. And the person does not know what to do. This is why it is written, who sits on high, who looks down on heaven and on earth. This means that a person sees the greatness of the Creator and then the lowliness of the Creator, who looks down. And he doesn't know how to arrange these things. And the advice is to think that if this desire comes from the Creator, because all of the desires in a person and the thoughts, it all comes from above, then we have nothing greater than that, as it is written here, that the Creator shows the person that he, seemingly the Creator, is in lowliness. By this, he gives the person an opportunity to start appreciating this state of lowliness until it will be the highest state. And then the person has to work on himself in order to develop vessels of bestowal such that what was great in his eyes previously will be small, and what was small in his eyes will be great. I'm continuing to read. So this is called, he raises the poor out of the litter. First, one must see that he has a lack. If he does not have a lack for spirituality, for bestowal, for adhesion with the Creator, coming close to the Creator, he should pray for it. That's the most important, to put in a prayer as much as possible in every possible state. One should pray, why does one not have a deficiency? The reason one does not have a lack is due to the diminution of awareness. So he's asking to have a greater awareness, to have a greater lack, so that he will be able to pray. Hence, in every mitzvah commandment, one must pray. Why does he not have awareness? Then that he is not keeping the mitzvah in wholeness. In other words, the will to receive covers it, covers the greatness of the Creator, so that he will not see the truth. If he would see that he is in such a lowly state, that he cannot raise himself, but rather he agrees to just sit like this, the way he is now, in this lowly state, with a lack of knowledge, lack of feeling, just so the time will pass. Maybe time will make some change in him. Then he would certainly not want to be in that state, if he's thinking about the truth, where he is. Instead, one should exert in one's work every time until he comes to repentance. What does it mean, repentance? As it is written, he brings down to the netherworld and raises up, which means that he starts to demand an ascent. This means that when the Creator wants the wicked one to repent, if the Creator thinks about the person this way and he wants to elevate him, to arrange him, correct him, then he makes the netherworld so low for him, he gives him such a great descent, a descent that is, it's not darkness, because the person cannot agree with darkness, so he wants to rise. But rather, there is no strength, no desire, such apathy that one cannot imagine to himself that you can be in any other state besides this, until the wicked one himself does not want to be so. Hence, one needs to pray pleadingly that the Creator will show him the truth. By what? By adding to him the light of the Torah. And from the light of the Torah, a person can feel himself as worse, because this is truly his situation. But out of seeing himself as worse, he will want to rise and he will ask the Creator to elevate him.
You say, Ken, Ken.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
Состояниях, вот действительно, когда затуманен разум, и ты не чувствуешь ничего, то чего
надо... So in such states where your brain is fogged and foggy and you don't understand anything, it says here to ask, what do you ask? That the mitzvot will be in wholeness. Then he talks about asking for the light of Torah. What exactly?
Ask. Go ahead and ask. There's no problem. You have to constantly be in a state where you are asking non-stop, like a baby, like a little child. You see, all the time nagging and nagging, all the time demanding, all the time not giving you any rest. Like this. This is how we need to be towards the Creator. By this, you're giving him contentment. And this is the only action on your side that can change your situation. So go ahead.
Так я прошу его, чтобы он что мне величие показал свое, дал хисарон.
So I'm asking what? That he'll show his greatness, that he'll give a lack. What to ask for?
You want to see him as great, because in the state that you're in lowliness, you see that the Creator is lowly. You see that you're not being drawn to it. You can remain like this, in such slumber, all the time, your whole life, until life will end. Maybe next time life will be better. This is what you think. So, in that state, you nevertheless must awaken yourself and demand and ask. And here, the most important is the society. Certainly, if a person is in such a state, he cannot come out of it. He cannot. But in the society, you nevertheless have all kinds of organizations, schedules. You have the Yeshivot Chavirim. We study together in the morning lesson. We do other things. And so by these things, you begin to change.
Moscow 1.
Dara, спасибо. А вот рано или поздно же все равно человек обратит внимание, что существует такая вилка, да?
Thank you, Rav. Sooner or later, person will notice that there is such a fork in the road, that he was in a lowly state, then he comes back to a good state, and vice versa, or that each time he falls and lies to himself, that he feels it as a new state.
Well, so if the person doesn't do anything, who knows when he will awaken? Because nevertheless, he exists inside of the system of Adam Rishon, inside of his ten, inside of his life, his corporeal life, which also changes, and they don't give him rest. And so bit by bit he awakens. But this awakening is an awakening which is not according to the method of Kabbalah. It is according to the corporeal world. And if we want to awaken faster and in a more practical, spiritual manner, then we have to do what Bala Sulam writes, that all the time we have to organize ourselves in a prayer in that tent where we turn to the Creator and we ask and demand of Him. That's it. In each and every state, pray. Turn to the Creator. Turn either with a request or with gratitude.
Peter Free.
Иссора поднимет он нищего. Нищий же — это очень высокое, да, состояние, что чувствуешь, что не хватает, чувствуешь.
From the he raises the poor out of the litter, and but being poor is the most sublime state. You feel that you have a lack.
That he raises the poor out of the litter means that the person, yes, he feels himself that he is in lowliness, in poverty, he has no powers, and then he cries out. Yes, maybe you asked correctly.
USA Northwest.
Morning, Rob. These two extreme states where in darkness, where we have pitiful thoughts and feelings and we cannot seem to come out of this, and the opposite of that being this elevated state where everything's light as a feather. But when I'm in this lower state, there is, it's like nothing can bring me out. I have no feeling and no connection. You talked about a little bit before we got to this article how you can sort of be in a constant ascent. Would that just be the strength of the environment? And I think you answered my question. You know, everything turns to a prayer, but what is this better method where we more rise more constantly? How do we get out of that pit?
We need to constantly adhere to the ten, and all of the time we need to ask from the Creator that He will take care of us, that we want to be together as one man, and all of the time this one man that we build between us will advance more and more towards the Creator. That's it. This is the necessary and important action and the constant action.
PT 17. Rav, you said to pray like a child who is nagging, that keeps nagging until he receives. Until when do we continue? Because we don't get a response.
All the time.
But how to know that I got what I wanted? Because usually the Creator doesn't give you what you want.
Ask all the time.
PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. I apologize in advance. Maybe you already answered. I had problems with the internet. What does it mean to do the commandment in wholeness?
To do the commandment in wholeness, in full. To do the mitzvah in wholeness is that you ask with all your heart of the Creator that He will correct you so that you can give Him contentment. PT 31.
When he wrote that one should think everything comes from the Creator, in the lowly states where a person is detached from spirituality, when he's bothered, and he's able to remember that the Creator orchestrated it, why in that moment the feeling doesn't change? He knows it, but the feeling stays of disconnection.
So it will not be a reward, so that he will remain with the deficiencies and advance more and more. Okay, I recommend you to go over this article again during the day, and we're going to move on. Gilad?